Well, we start in the Middle East this afternoon. Israel has hit Iran with two loud explosions heard in Tehran. This comes as US President Donald Trump warned earlier, do not drop bombs in Iran. Does it mean his complete and total ceasefire is over? We'll be finding out in a few moments from BBC Middle East correspondent Hugo Pachega in Jerusalem. But first, here's what President Trump said earlier.
Israel, as soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I've never seen before. The biggest load that we've seen. I'm not happy with Israel. You know, when I say, okay, now you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either. But I'm really unhappy if Israel's going out this morning because of one rocket that didn't land, that was shot, perhaps by mistake, that didn't land. I'm not happy about that. You know what? We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
Well, joining us now is BBC Middle East correspondent Hugo Pachega. Hugo, Donald Trump obviously not happy there. Now Israel appears to have totally ignored him. Where are we at this afternoon?
I think extraordinary language that was used by the president, visibly angry, frustrated. You know, he was the one who announced this ceasefire on social media overnight. I think it was a ceasefire that caught all of us here by surprise. We were kind of expecting, you know, these Israeli attacks to continue for a few days before the president announced the ceasefire overnight. And then he went on to, you know, to post a message on social media, you know, essentially giving Israel an order saying, Israel, do not drop those bombs. If you do it, it is a major violation. Bring your pilots home now. So, you know, visibly frustrated with both Iran and Israel, but particularly with Israel. Now, there have been these reports of an explosion in Tehran. The Israeli Defense Minister, Israel Katz, had threatened to, you know, give a strong response after the attack that happened, after the missile that was fired by Iran earlier this morning, after the ceasefire came into effect. But we still don't know what was targeted, the extent of the attack, and whether this was just like a symbolic response following that missile that was fired by Iran earlier today.
Do we expect Iran to retaliate?
Yeah, so what is interesting is that Iran has been saying, look, we're going to stop if the Israelis stop first. So if you have, you know, Israel carrying out an attack, perhaps that leaves the door open for some kind of retaliation from Iran. But I think the signs that have been coming from, you know, coming out of Tehran in recent days were indicating that they wanted, you know, this war to end. So, you know, if they respond, this could be seen as an escalation and then, you know, the ceasefire unravels. I think for both sides, you know, they are both interested in, you know, in having the ceasefire. For the Israelis, they have been extremely successful in this operation. It gives them an opportunity to reopen the country and stop these attacks. And obviously for Iran, it is going to bring relief to millions of people who have been under near constant bombardment by Israel, you know, and now, and obviously, you know, this is a country that has been suffering for a very long time from a deep economic crisis. Also, Iran is under severe economic sanctions. So it gives them the opportunity to kind of, you know, assess the damage, rebuild what's been destroyed and see where they go from here.
Before all this happened, the ceasefire was lauded as a big success for Donald Trump. How has that been read now?
Yeah, I think everybody's waiting to see what is going to happen next in terms of Israeli reaction, because, again, extraordinary language being used by the president. The same, you know, President Trump was just 2 days ago kind of hand in hand with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu celebrating the success of the American, you know, attacks on those three nuclear facilities in Iran. And now, again, taking aim at Israel, saying, well, look, stop these attacks, saying that he was extremely unhappy with Israel. And we don't know how the Iranians are going to react to this latest Israeli attacks. But again, I think the indications coming from Iran suggest that they want the violence to stop, the fighting to stop, to kind of, you know, see where they go from here.
There are the indications. Donald Trump also saying this afternoon that Iran's nuclear capacity is gone. But is that the case? 400 kilos of enriched uranium is gone missing.
Exactly. And this is one of the key questions here. I mean, what's happened to that uranium stockpile? The president has been making those, you know, claims saying that, you know, the nuclear program has been decimated, obliterated, as he put it. And we don't know. I mean, we still don't know. We still don't have a clear picture of the extent of the damage that these attacks have caused to Iran's nuclear program. We know that, you know, the facilities have been hit. They have been damaged, perhaps severely damaged, but it's still not clear the extent of the damage. And obviously, now, let's say, if the ceasefire holds, there will be a window of opportunity for diplomacy, because diplomacy will be the only way to kind of try to find a solution to this crisis involving Iran's nuclear program. And we don't know what Iran is going to do next. Any kind of negotiation for a deal is going to be difficult, because Iran has been saying that it will not abandon, you know, the ability to enrich uranium, which is a key US demand. It is what President calls the unconditional surrender. So many, many questions remain unanswered here.
BBC Middle East correspondent Hugo Bacheg in Jerusalem, thanks for joining us this afternoon.